Hey there, closet busters and bold move makers. It is time for another episode of Life Uncloseted, but this is the riff and rant day. It's where I just go off on whatever is bugging me or things I'm seeing or observations I've made. And if I sound a little bit different, it's because I've got a sexy chest cold. Yay. But anyway, I'm Rick Clemens, bold move expert and the host of Life Uncloseted. And man, I'm so ready to kick down the closet doors of this chest cold and get it out of the way. But it sent me to the doctor a couple of times. What I'm going to talk about is a visit I just had today. I was in an auto accident a couple of months ago, and as would happen, lots of different things happened. I'm okay. It wasn't a big accident, but it was enough to bring some interesting little symptoms to the forefront. And one of those things that has been happening, not immediately after the accident, but a couple weeks after, was I started having this like ringing in my head. And no, it's not like a little bell or Tinkerbell sitting there. It's just like this high-pitched ringing, and it comes and goes. And so one of the things that we've been doing is head, neck, and throat stuff. We've done MRIs. We've done all that great stuff. And today I went and had, I had my hearing checked, which isn't a bad thing because, you know, hey, I'm 54, so it's probably a good thing to go do anyway. And yay, bravo, clap, you know, golfers clap to me. My hearing's normal. Did my daughters hear that? My hearing is normal. So when I don't answer you, I truly am ignoring you. But what's so interesting is I do have what's called tinnitus, which is head noises or ear ring. And as I was looking at the after visit summary, it really piqued my interest of what I wanted to talk about today on the riff and rap, because here's a couple of things that it recommends you do. Avoid silence, get plenty of rest, avoid stress, quit smoking, already did that 7-8 years ago, drink plenty of water and stay healthy. And as I looked through that list of stuff, I thought, isn't this interesting? Because actually almost every one of those steps is something I would recommend that somebody should do if they're going to really step into doing the thing they want to do, making their big, bold move, living their life uncloseted. I would invite you to either avoid complete silence, because that's when the crazy makers start to show up. It's like, I'm just going to try to quiet my mind. And as soon as you say, I'm going to try to quiet my mind about doing that thing I want to do, then the crazy makers are going to show up. Or you don't allow your mind to go quiet and you keep focused, you keep moving, you keep going and doing the thing you want to do to try to get where you're wanting to go. Get plenty of rest. Hey, whether you're making a bold move or you're not making a bold move, I can tell you this, that if you don't get enough rest, you're either not going to make the bold move, or you might use that as an excuse for why you're not making your bold move. Oh, I don't have enough rest. I'm too tired. Get over it. Go to bed. Get some sleep. Get the right amount of rest. Because anytime you make a bold move, you got to get really honest with yourself and go, okay, being healthy, resting, avoiding stress, all that stuff is the stuff to help you make a bold move. Now, granted, making a bold move can be stressful, but when you realize part of doing the bold move is what's going to alleviate your stress, then, well, you just might be able to make it happen. Now, some are going to say, okay, drink plenty of water. Hey, I'm a huge water drinker, and here's what I know to be true. The more water I have around when I'm trying to do something that's kind of out of my league or over the top, or I'm really doing something that's a stretch for me, as long as I'm drinking tons of water, I get to go to the bathroom more. And so I'm kidding. Well, okay, yes, I do get to go to the bathroom more, but there's just something about being hydrated and keeping fluid in your body that really, truly can help you get through some of the toughest times that you're going through. In fact, as I looked at this list, one of the things that cropped up is I thought, why are people not doing the thing they're meant to do? And what I realized was there's a fear of honesty and there's a fear of dishonesty. And oftentimes it's because, well, we can do all these things like the ringing in the head, but that ringing in the head is like the pebble in the shoe. And when the pebble in the shoe is there saying, you need to do this, oftentimes we're either being dishonest with ourselves about we can't do it, and we may be being honest with ourselves that we can't do it too. But where I'm going with this whole part of the conversation right now is this all ties together. If you're not being honest with yourself, or if you're being dishonest with yourself, It can either impede or it can help you make your bold move. And that dishonesty and honesty can become the ringing in the ears, the ringing in the head. Because in some way, you are probably fabricating what you think you're supposed to be doing. And then before you know it, whether you're being totally honest or dishonest, you may find yourself in some really dark places that you need to come out of. But think about that. If you're in a dark space, then what is it you're going to do in the world? Probably not a whole lot. And what I know to be true, and as I've really kind of leaned into this whole ringing in my head, because it's true. If I get someplace where there's noises going on and everything, I don't notice it because my ears are listening to other stuff. But as soon as it starts to get really quiet, that ringing gets louder and louder. Well, as soon as it gets really quiet when I'm trying to get a project done, if I let myself get really quiet, I can either get quiet and get productive, or I can get quiet and figure out why I'm not doing something. Which both of those to me represent I'm either being really honest with myself about why I'm not getting it done, or I'm being really dishonest with myself about why I'm not getting something done. And if you're not getting it done, you can't do what you want to do in the world. And suddenly you're just kind of this ambiguous creature in life. Everything is one big bowl of ambiguity. But here's what I'd like to encourage you to think about is, if you want to relieve the ringing in your ears and you want to move out of that thing that's like that little pebble in the shoe, you want to avoid the stress and get plenty of rest so you can do that thing you're going to do. And that's going to be part of the ringing in the ears that goes away, that little thing that's bugging you to do that thing that you're meant to be doing. Could it be that it all comes from being really honest or dishonest with yourself? I have a feeling it can be both. Because you see, here's the thing. You're either afraid of being honest or you're afraid of being dishonest. I think it's a lot easier sometimes to be dishonest than to be honest. And maybe the honesty that you want to do something, you want to create a nonprofit, you want to drop everything and pack it all in and go travel the world. Maybe you want to go ask that guy or gal out that you think is so freaking far out of your league. Maybe you want to take your business and say, I'm done. I really want to just go back and find a really heart-centered job that I can work with a team. Are you doing it because you're being honest? Or are you doing it because you're not being honest with yourself? Because to me, honesty can either be the failure or the success, as can dishonesty can be the failure or the false success. Whatever it is, think about what the ringing in your life is. What are the ringing ears of your life that are causing you to question, am I more afraid of being honest or being dishonest? And when I ask that question of myself, how does that help me live my life uncloseted and make the bold moves that I'm meant to make? So I'm going to leave you with that pretty deep subject that I kind of tied around in lots of interesting little knots, I think I did at least today, and took you from ringing in your ears to living healthy, to getting plenty of rest, to avoiding stress, and to stepping into silence, to asking yourself the real true questions of, do I fear being more honest about what I want to do, or am I buying into the dishonesty of believing I don't want to do it? Because when you can be honest with what you really truly want to do, you will make your bold move and you will live your life uncloseted. So that's it. We'll talk really soon. I'm Rick Clemons, the Bold Move Expert. And I can't wait for you to join us back again in just a few days for another special interview that I know is truly going to blow you out of the water and help you be more inspired to make your bold move in life. Take care, everyone, and we'll catch you real soon.